But to kick off RSN Central on this Monday morning, kick it off is Michael Brough, the CEO of the Moonee Valley Racing Club. Good morning to you, Michael.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Are you excited? How is the boss of the Moonee Valley Racing Club on the Monday before the big race day or the big week, which kicks off, of course, on Friday night?
Well, a bit like your introduction there. It's my favourite week of the year, but certainly giving us a few headaches at the moment as we try and shape the field for the 2019 Ladbrokes Cox Plate, which will all be determined tomorrow morning.
Just had a chat to Lindsay Smith. He says he's been to the bank manager and he's talked his way into getting a loan for a couple of $100,000 so Blackheart Bark can start, hopefully anyway, if he gets picked in the Cox Plate. So has that been confirmed? He said he wasn't far away from paying up that late nom fee.
I'm looking out the window now, looking for the suitcase full of cash.
So he'll make himself available with his horse. So what is the process for the punters and the sporting fans listening to RSN Central this morning? When will we find out the final field for the WS Cox Plate?
So tomorrow morning the committee will meet. The meeting will start at 8:15. Final acceptances close at 8:30. At this stage we're expecting up to 19 horses to pay up for the 2019 Ladbrokes Cox Plate. Then the work starts for the committee to whittle that down to the final field of 14, but importantly as well, make sure that we get the emergencies in the right order in the event that there could be a scratching.
Obviously headaches for your committee and yourself, but I guess it's a good position to be in, really.
Yeah, it is. We've had a couple of light years, 2017, 2018, with Winx 3, then Winx 4. So it's a bit of a surprise. In my time here at the club, 12 years, we've never had this much interest coming into the Cox Plate week there to finalise the field. But I think that's on the back of the Winx era. It's a new dawn. The international interest in the race this year is at an all-time high. We've, of course, got the 5 ballot-exempt races, which will deliver us 3 starters. And then this year, of course, we introduced that Ladbrokes Cox Plate boost bonus, and there's potentially 6 horses that will be racing for that extra $1 million. And, of course, the Japanese mare, Lise Grishow, coming out, she's chasing a $2 million bonus through the Ladbrokes International Series. So that adds another element of excitement to the build-up to the Cox Plate.
Do you take those bonuses into consideration when picking the final field?
We will, but it won't be the determining factor. So there's of that 13 race series, we've had the 6 horses come through. You know, the connections of Gadding, he was in line for the $1 million bonus and they've decided to pull up stumps and head back and get ready for the Perth Carnival. So by no means does it give them a guarantee into the final field.
It's got a wonderful representation from around the world for the Cox Plate, and especially here in Australia with the Tasmanian mare. If Tiako Shark gains a start, he'll be riding the hopes of the New Zealand, who have just had a wonderful year, really, with their sporting teams. And it looks like they might just win the Rugby World Cup. You've got France represented, the UK represented, of course, Japan represented. So it promises to be a race that everybody around this world will be looking forward to. And I guess that's what you really want.
And then you could also say West Australia with Blackheart Bark.
Correct.
Even though he's been across here now for a couple of seasons. And we'll even claim that Kingswell Dream and Very Elegant this year would say they're Sydney cider. So it's good to see the Sydney representation coming through. But even with the trainers and the jockeys that are lining up, we've got Ryan Moore in town now. He'll ride Magic Wand. You heard last week that Huey Bowman's chasing his 5th Cox Plate with Kingswell Dream. And then you've got Anthony Darminan hoping to win it on Mystic Journey. So there's many, many great stories that will come out of the Cox Plate this year.
We're talking to the CEO of the Moonee Valley Racing Club, Michael Brough, ahead of their biggest week of the year. So the question I ask you, Michael, and it's causing great debate, and it's the pub talk. When you walk into the pub, who do you think should get a start in the Cox Plate? Do you do an Anthony Mitho? And obviously he's a little bit biased. And good morning to you, Mitho, as he's driving back to his place over there in Geelong. He's adamant that Mr. Quickie deserves a start. And the X factor of, say, a Tiako Shark, like, what's he actually done at Group 1 level? How much of the X factor do you take into consideration? And, for instance, turnover. Would Tiako Shark provide your race more turnover if he starts?
All those factors will come into it, but What's fascinating, and I've just had a conversation with our chairman, Don Casbolt, this morning, my advice to the committee would be never get rid of the discretion in forming the final field. The build-up over the past 10 days has been fantastic. It's creating a lot of discussion and debate. Everybody has an opinion. I put a little tweet out there yesterday morning, how do you fit 20 into 14? Yep. And I had plenty of people giving me their views on it, but I think there'll be plenty of people waiting with bated breath when the chairman steps up to the lectern tomorrow and he announces the final field for the Cox Plate.
No, the anticipation will be something else. There's no doubt about that. Michael, I know Michael Falgate asked you the other day, and I'm just asking for a friend once again. Can we put a microphone in that meeting? Because ratings will never be higher on RSN if we're able to do that.
Yeah, well, I don't think that'll happen. Michael's co-hosting the breakfast there with Jason Richardson.
Okay.
So punters from around the country can tune into racing.com or listen in on RSN. It'll be live into lounge rooms and in cars. You'll be able to hear it as it happens, even with the gallops kicking off at 6:30 tomorrow morning. So make sure you tune in. And even with Avilius, to see him yesterday, the stewards report come through that he bled from one nostril when he galloped here on Saturday morning. There's a lot that can happen in 24 hours.
And Michael, for those fans out there that want to see these great athletes in action and also the great jockeys and trainers, they can rock up to Moonee Valley tomorrow morning?
They can. So the gates open at 6:30 when the horses come onto the track there. We've had some big crowds in recent years, of course, with Lynx coming through, many of the contenders for the Cox Plate and also the Manikato Stakes coming through, doing their final serious hit out. And, of course, looking forward to the big two-day carnival. You can jump on Ticketmaster or the club and buy your ticket. And then, of course, you'll have an opportunity on the night, Friday night or Saturday, to pick up a ticket at the gate to come through and see what should be two great race meetings.
Yeah, Friday night works so well, of course, with that great sprint race, the Manikato. I can't wait for this week, Michael. Can't wait for tomorrow. Of course, all our three shows here on RSN, starting with the Breakfast Club, and then, of course, Racing Pulse, and then RSN Central will be live from Moonee Valley tomorrow morning. Best of luck choosing this field. And there's going to be a lot of happy people, and there's going to be a lot of angry people. So good luck with that.
Let's hope they don't get too angry.
No.
It'll be fascinating to see it all come together tomorrow morning.
All right, mate. We appreciate your time as always. Good luck this week.
All right, we'll see you out here tomorrow morning.